Tamara Bennett, a new Tier 2 support agent with Salesforce, has learned how to set up, configure, customize, and troubleshoot live agent cases. When she is unable to resolve a live agent case, Tamara needs to know the correct protocol for escalation. Let's take a look at that now. Before Tamara can escalate a live agent case, she needs to document the troubleshooting steps that she already completed. During the GoToMeeting screen share with the customer, who could be an administrator or an agent, Tamara gathered information and asked follow-up questions for further clarification. She was an active observer and took detailed notes as she followed along with the customer as they recreated the issue. When the customer ran into an issue, Tamara took a screenshot of the entire screen and included the date and timestamp in the screenshot. The date and timestamp are very helpful in narrowing down when the issue occurred. Tamara also tried to replicate the issue by following the steps outlined by the customer. She made multiple attempts to recreate the issue and did not give up after just one attempt. Tamara documented all of the steps she followed in each attempt. Once Tamara has determined that she cannot solve the case herself, she will need to provide details on exactly what issue the customer is experiencing and the troubleshooting steps she already completed. Tamara must also determine which department the case should be escalated to and provide details on the location of the various settings that are experiencing an issue. Tamara can review these steps at any time by checking out the knowledge article called How to Escalate a Live Agent Case. Before Tamara escalates a case, she needs to make sure that she has written a clear subject and description of the issue the customer is facing. Let's take a look at what makes a good subject and description. First, a good subject is written in the customer's voice, is time-framed if necessary, and is object or functionality specific. A good description is written in the customer's voice, has details necessary for the next steps to be taken by the agent, and includes a desired behavior. You can learn more about writing a good subject and description by checking out CM 101, Module 2, Owning a Case. Next, based on information she received from the customer, Tamara must determine which department to escalate the issue to. Configuration issues need to be escalated to Tier 3 and include issues such as latency, network, dropped chats, and setup. Tier 3 engineers will determine if the case is a networking or configuration issue and route the case accordingly. Deployment issues need to be escalated to developer support and include issues such as customizations, pre-chat form, and post-chat pages. Before Tamara can escalate a case to developer support, she must isolate the issue, complete and document all of her troubleshooting steps, and prove that the case is a customization case. Otherwise, developer support will immediately send the case back to Tier 2. Next, Tamara also needs to determine where the issue is occurring. Is the issue related to a visitor to a website, or is the issue on the agent side? If the issue is on the visitor's side, she will ask if it is affecting a button, a chat form, or an invitation. If the issue is on the agent's side, she will ask if the chat window is blank, or if they are experiencing a routing issue. Then, Tamara must provide information on which deployment is being used. A deployment is where Live Agent lives on a website. Tamara must provide three pieces of deployment information. First, she must provide the name of the deployment that is experiencing the issue. She can find this in the Setup menu. Next, after selecting the deployment in the Setup menu, she must provide its link. This is the URL in the web browser. It contains a 15-digit ID that is unique to the deployment. Finally, she must provide the link to the web page where the deployment lives. This is an important step because Tier 3 and developer support can use that URL to view the source code for the deployment to help determine the issue. Providing links from the setup menu and the web page is an important step before Tamara can escalate a case. If the customer is experiencing issues with any setup components, Tamara must provide their links. Next, all deployments contain one or more buttons that website visitors click to start a chat with agents. If the customer is experiencing an issue with a button, then Tamara will need to include the name of the button and the link to the button in the setup menu, plus the link to the button on the website where it is hosted. Live agent users can be assigned to skills, and skills determine the type of chat requests they receive. If Tamara determines that the customer is experiencing an issue with one or more skills, she must include the name of the skill and a link to the skill in the setup menu. Pre-chat forms, post-chat pages, and automated invitations are customizations that can be added to a deployment. Tamara can find the information for these three customizations in the same place in the setup menu as the button information. Developer support will need to know if there are pre- and post-chat resources and invitations on a button. If so, Tamara will need to provide the names and links to the resources. She can get the link to the resource by clicking on its name to open a Visual Force page. Tier 3 and developer support will want to replicate the issue as part of their troubleshooting steps. Once the case has been escalated, Tier 3 and developer support agents seldom interact with the customer directly. This is why it is very important that Tamara obtain the system administrator's username and login permission. Tier 3 and developer support can look up the customer's org from the username and log in once access is granted. Only a user can grant access to their account. Also, if agents are experiencing the issue, she will need to get their username and login permission so that Tier 3 and developer support can log in as these users to replicate the issue. Let's review. In this module, Tamara learned how to identify cases that need to be escalated and the troubleshooting steps she needs to document. Then she learned how to determine whether a case should be escalated to Tier 3 or developer support, and how to find details on the location of the various settings that are experiencing an issue. She can review the steps on escalating a live agent case by checking out the knowledge article, How to Escalate a Live Agent Case. Tamara is excited that she now knows how to set up, troubleshoot, and escalate live agent cases.